Happy Wednesday morning, everybody. Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. It's the Best at Sea Cruise and Travel News Update podcast brought to you by The Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com, your home for Made in USA clothing to keep your pooches and your puppies warm. Tom Drake floating at sea in the Caribbean Sea. We are on our way to St. Kitts Nevis. I know this will come as a big shock to people that listen to this podcast, but I misspoke yesterday and I said we were going to Guadalupe tomorrow, but we're not. We're going to St. Kitts, Nevis, then Guadalupe. Then we finish up this 12-day cruise in Barbados, the beautiful island of Barbados, and there most of our guests will leave so that the new guests, we affectionately call Fresh Meat, will come on board. But 255 of the guests with us this cruise will stay for next cruise. And I told them in my show two nights ago, look, if it wasn't funny this cruise, it ain't going to be funny next cruise. Read a book, play Mahjong. We'll see how that works out. Anyway, it is a Chamber of Commerce day. It is gorgeous outside. It really is. Blue water, calm seas, a little wind, 78, 79 degrees. It's what the guests pay a premium for. It really is special today. Looking forward to a visit tomorrow to St. Kitts Nevis. Always have a good time there. Let's get to the update. Before we do that, as you know, we always do on this day, and normally I look for something I can have some fun with, make some jokes about, but not this day, because as a young kid, even though it was 12 years before I was even born, I remember this speech.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
December 7th, 1941, Japanese planes attacked the United States Naval Base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, killing more than 2,300 Americans. The Arizona was destroyed. The Oklahoma's capsized. It was probably the worst day in naval history. I can't believe anybody would argue that point. A bad day for the Navy and for the country. An awful day for the people that lost their lives. And, of course, we went on to win that war. And it's a shame we were in that war in the first place. Not to be political, but it's politicians that start these wars. And it's brave young men and women who finish them. So on this day, no joke, we all remember December 7th. I was fortunate enough to visit Pearl Harbor. It is emotional, to say the least. Just crazy. You know, it's hard to even wrap your head around it. So think about everybody today that gave their lives so that idiots like me could have a podcast and people listen to it because they're bored. I'm not sure why. All right, before I get to the podcast today, I do want to say this. I've decided to give credit to each story that I talk about. It's the right thing to do. What I do in the morning is I get up very early and I go on all the websites. You can do the same thing. TravelWeeklyCTrade.com, Cruise Industry News, blogs, Cruise Critic. And I look for the stories of the day, the stories that interest me and I hope interest you. And you will listen to the podcast. If they don't interest you, then you won't. But nobody gets hurt. So let's start with a story from Travel Weekly. Last week I was thinking to myself, how come Norwegian Cruise Line's not bragging about their record sales? Because, you know, Carnival was and Royal Caribbean was and Celebrity. We did great. They're all patting each other on the back. They probably went out for cocktails because Black Friday was a huge booking day for the cruise industry. So was Cyber Monday. Well, yesterday, Norwegian Cruise Line released a press release bragging, tooting their own horn, so to speak. They said that Black Friday was the best booking day ever. Cyber Monday was the highest volume ever, and November was the best booking month in the history of Norwegian Cruise Line. Now, that's NCL, not Oceania and Regent. I think in Oceania and Regent, we don't toot our own here. We know we're doing it well, and it's nobody's business, I think, because I didn't find anything anywhere, but I can only assume. Go on an Oceania website, look at a cruise, everything's waitlisted. Very successful. So, congratulations to everybody at Norwegian Cruise Line walking around telling each other how great they're doing. Here's a story that connects to this. J.P. Morgan yesterday named Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings their top pick among cruise line stocks. Now, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings is the parent company of Norwegian Cruise Line, Oceania Cruise Line, and Seven Seas Regent Seven Seas Cruise Line. But NCL is the parent company, and J.P. Morgan likes, you know, there are three big guns in this industry. Well, four now. MSC's right there with just one brand. But Norwegian has Norwegian, Oceania, and Regent. Carnival has everything. Carnival, they have Costa, they have Princess, they have P&O, they have Holland America, they have Seymour, and I forget, they have and Royal Caribbean, the Royal Caribbean Group, they have Royal Caribbean, they have Celebrity, they have Silver Sea, and they've got their hands in two or three other things going on. Of course, Carnival's getting in bed with the Chinese. I don't agree with that, but hey, they don't care what I think. Anyway, JP Morgan likes Norwegian Cruise Line better, just like the Smothers Brothers, because of their pricing policy. They have a very disciplined, it's called disciplined market to fill, as opposed to discount to fill. Otherwise, they don't want to drop their prices just to fill the ship. Because when you do that, my opinion here, you change the demographic, you really do. And plus, how do you deliver a value when you're charging less? There's, you know, you get what you pay for. So at NCL Oceania Region, they hold the line when it comes to pricing, and that's what JP Morgan likes. But what's weird about this, you know, they came out and said, we like their disciplined market to fill, we like their outsized growth potential versus peers, big words, huh? They say that NCL Holding has a smaller, nimbler, and younger fleet with premium pricing. Sounds great, doesn't it? Yeah, and the stock went down a buck. So obviously, nobody cares what JP Morgan thinks. They think they know what they're doing, but the market went, yeah, whatever. Went like $1, $1.20. And you know, when the stock is only trading at $15 and change, $16 some days, you know, when it drops a buck, it's a pretty good percentage. But in any case, JP Morgan likes it, so whatever that's worth. I talk a lot about Explorer's Voyages. I mentioned MSC quickly before. I think they're going to have 21 ships in the water within a year or two. They're a big force now in the Greyhound with life jackets market, the big monster ships. But they're also starting a luxury line. I've talked about it many times. It's called Explorers Voyages, and they have three ships being built, Explorers 1, Explorers 2, and Explorers 3. Now, honestly, that's not exactly the most creative naming. I don't know who sat in on that meeting. What do you want to call it? Well, we'll call it Explorer, and then 1, and then what, 2, 3? I guess that's cool, I don't know. In any case, Explorer 1 comes out next summer. They've announced their inaugural sailing. It's really, Norway. Beautiful ports are called in Norway. And now they've announced the inaugural sailing for Explorers 2. Explorer 2 comes out in 2024. Now, I don't know why. If it was me, I think I'm focusing on Explorer 1, but maybe they want to start booking 2024, so they've put out the inaugural sailings, and you know what? It's a yawn, because everybody's been everywhere and done everything. The only thing that's going to interest people, in my opinion, will be the new ship. Let's go see what it's like. What's the service like? What's the food like? You know, what's the interior look like? Because everybody's been to these ports, you know, the Mediterranean, the Spain and Italy and the Greek Isles. And I know it sounds very jaded, but the longtime cruisers have been there and done that. In any case, MSC figured, let's get our, I shouldn't say that, they don't really want to be put in the same sentence. Explorers Journeys decided to put out a press release so they could get the name in the paper. And that's what that's about. So Venice, Italy, not Venice, Florida. Venice, Italy, about a year and a few months ago, banned cruise ships from entering the Grand Canal. It was the most majestic, wonderful thing to do. Sail down. I started doing it years ago with a little ship called the Norwegian Crown, and I did it with Nautica. And you know, we would sail down the Grand Canal. We would have Andrea Bocelli a time for whatever playing. We'd be drinking Bellaris, is that what they're called, from Harry's Bar? I mean, it was the coolest thing. But then they said, look, you can't do it anymore because it's creating too many waves and it's damaging the walls of the canal. So they not only said you can't sail through the Grand Canal, you can't even dock near Venice. Last year, the ships were an hour away by bus. It might have been a quicker train ride. Well, they made a deal now in Fucina. It's the port of Fucina, or the terminal of Fucina, I should say, and starting next summer, ships will be able to dock within 20 minutes of Venice. You'll be able to get a cab, a bus, probably a ferry to Venice. It'll be more convenient because it wasn't very convenient. What is it? Well over an hour away. But that happens a lot in the cruise industry. And the guy that runs it there, his name is Maurizio. Huh? Bada bing, bada boom. He anticipates at least 60 calls next year. Now, I don't think it's going to be the nicest terminal you'll ever have. But for now, it's a lot closer than an hour away. So you heard that sound. Another big story just came in. Speaking of big, Monday and Tuesday, the port of Nassau, this was in, let me see where I got it from, Sea Trade News. Monday and Tuesday, the port of Nassau, which is Nassau, Paradise Island, Atlanta, swim with the dolphins, go to the beach. It's, you know, it's a good stop. For a 3- and a 4-day and a 5-day cruise, you go to the private island and you go to Nassau and you can get a van to the beach, or you can go over to Atlantis and swim with the dolphins, or you can just, there's tchotchke shops, restaurants, senior frogs. I mean, it's great weather. Well, Monday and Tuesday, they hosted 12 ships. 41,000 passengers were bumping into each other in the port of Nassau. That might have been overkill. I mean, if you're a first-time cruiser, I guess it's probably exciting. But if you're a long-time cruiser like our guest, we would be like, are you kidding me? They were all there. The Wonder of the Seas, the Harmony of the Seas, the Explorer of the Seas, Carnival's Big Ship, Celebrities Beyond That, Celebrities Reflection. 41,000 people running around Nassau on Monday and Tuesday. But you know what? If they drop $10 each, what kind of deal is that for the economy in Nassau? I mean, they were closed down for 2 years. So it's a pretty good opportunity for those merchants who want the business, as opposed to, you know, Bar Harbor and Key West and sometimes Bermuda and sometimes Venice. They don't really want this business anymore. Nassau, they'll take all they can get. And it's great. You get off the ship, there's horse-drawn carriages there. There's women there that want to braid your hair. And it's really islandy. It's a good stop. It really is. All right, that's today's update. Not that exciting, not that much going on, nothing to make fun of. I didn't have any jokes. I apologize for that. This is supposed to be a funny look at cruising. I'll have to work on that, you know. But have a great Wednesday, and I will talk to you tomorrow from Guadeloupe. And thanks again for subscribing and for listening and for sharing and sending me comments. I appreciate all the interaction. It's important because it keeps me awake. All right, have a good Wednesday. See you tomorrow.